All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, April 11th of 20. The Masters already is going on here, so check out some golf today. We have a 5-game NBA main slate tonight, and then we have a 10-game NHL slate. So for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I am one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So it should be a good day today. Going to get the app pulled up. And just taking a peek here, no questions to get us started. I thought it'd be a good opportunity to do a, kind of later season NBA type build here. You know, MLB's already underway. Golf's already underway. Good opportunity to talk about some late season NBA. I'm pretty sure the NBA regular season ends in a couple of days here. We're getting really late in the year. What are teams doing? You know, how are they managing minutes? You know, what are the playoff races looking like? Things that you might want to be taking into account, right? So first thing I'm gonna do is just load up SaberSim. You know, usually I like to come in here and just kind of sort by value. Like, hey, you know, the value column is going to really tell you where to look and where to go, right? So here our top four values are all Utah. We see some value on Chicago and maybe even Houston here. So like, I'm writing those teams down for me, right? Utah, Chicago, Houston. These are the first places I want to look when starting my NBA build. Now I'm going to go and use the team filters, just sort by projection. And then I'm going to come in here and say, okay, who's out? Okay, Walker Kessler's out. Colin Sexton's out. Chris Dunn, Lauren Markkanen, John Collins, Jordan Clarkson. If you don't know what these guys' names are, look at their salaries. 5,600, 7,400, 4,300, 7,700, 6,600, 6,100. So we have five players over 5,500 salary, which is like pretty important considering that if we look at the rest of the team of the active players, there is only one player above 5,500. So clear why the value is coming to this team. Okay, good. So we understand what's going on there. Go to Chicago, do the same thing here, you know, not seeing as many out players. You know, all these out players are very, very low or below 5,500, right? All their higher price guys are all in. So not really sure. The value there makes me a little uncertain. And then we go over to Houston. You know, we don't see any big name players. That's really all I'm looking to take away from my pre-build analysis here. Is just like, okay, you know, why are we seeing what we're seeing and does it make sense, right? And then I'm going to come in here to the builder and then I'm going to build some lineups. I would always recommend building the most lineups you can on your plan. I am going to build 500 just for the sake of time here. But other than that, you know, no big need to make any adjustments. All you're doing is you're familiarizing yourself with the slate, seeing what teams have major value, seeing if you agree with those decisions. And then now we're going to get into the post build, right? So this would be a good opportunity if you're on Ultimate to go and set up a contest sim here. So I'm going to go and set one up for the $1.20 max. Click save, jump back to my build. And I'm going to kick off my contest sim, right? If you're not on Ultimate, stick with SaberScore. SaberScore is going to be your best sorting metric option here. I'm going to sort by exposure. And then I just want to make sure I could see my exposure, my pool, and my leverage. These are like three columns that are really important to me. So now that my contest sim is finished, I'm going to go find my $1.20 max contest sim, switch to risk-adjusted ROI, and then now we can really dive into post-build analysis. So something that I like to talk about that I do is that I will count how many players are in a lineup. So for an NBA lineup, there are 8 players. I would just go and auto set my min uniques to at least half of the lineup and then scroll down to the last lineup in my set and see where I'm coming in, right? So lineup 198 is the last in my set of 20. Now that I put my min uniques to 4, still have positive sim ROI. So fine with what I'm seeing so far. So now here, I kind of want to test this a little bit, just push it. I want to see if I can get to 5. And I can't successfully get to 5, right? I can get to 5, but then I start to get negative sim ROI lineups in my pool. So I'm going to go back to 4. And then I'm going to come in here and I'm going to sort by leverage. So I want to say, hey, you know, do I agree with some of the biggest stands that we're taking on the slate? And some of those names are DeAndre Ayton, Nikola Vucevic. One thing that I'm using to determine here if I'm okay with these stands is their pool exposure. So, you know, Ayton has a 22% ownership, but he's coming up in about 40% of our pool. We have him at like 55%. You know, given that he's a big name player, you know, key player on his team, I think this is fine. You know, I'm okay with it. Same thing for Vucevic here, you know, 27% ownership, 42% pool. We're getting him in 60% of our lineups. The leverage is a little high, but it is okay with me. Talen Horton-Tucker, you know, 71% ownership. We have him in 100% of our lineups. To me, that's fine. You know, some people look at that and be like, hey, I would never play somebody 100%. Well, even though he's 100%, he's our third highest leverage. So that's why I think exposure is not super important. It's how much you have of this player in relation to the field, right? So other than that, you know, these guys all look fine to me. I'm going to sort inversely here and just look at the guys that I'm taking the biggest stand against here. We talk about like this 2 to 3x leverage compared to like ownership or pool percent. So having 10% Amen Thompson when he's like 30% in our pool or like 30%, 32% ownership, I think is fine. And other than that, I'm pretty comfortable with what I'm seeing here, not seeing anything else super outstanding. So all things considered, I would be happy with these lineups and I would be ready to late swap, right? So I think that is a fine process here for NBA. You don't have to spend too much time researching, you know, get familiar with the slate, run some lineups, run your contest sim, set your mini uniques, look at your leverages, all good to go. Great. Let's rock and roll. So that is what I would do if I were building NBA lineups for today. But with that said, not seeing any more questions coming in here, just ran this NBA build trial here. So I know everybody's probably watching golf, sweating their lineups. Good luck to you all this weekend. I will be right back here tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.